afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you are listening to A Progressive Life, and I'm going to bring on Dr. Feynman. Hey, Dr. Feynman, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
We're doing well. It's warming up here.
To what temperature?
Well, right now I think it's about 36 or 37, something like that.
Oh, my gosh. It's freezing a lot, huh?
It's hot up here, boy.
Well, he was in the 70s.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear Scott today use the D word?
No, actually, I wasn't on. What's the D word?
Disgraceful.
Really?
Yeah, I used it.
Did you pick on him for saying it?
I did, and I said, oh, Dr. Feynman's going to be all over you, but you weren't listening.
No, I knew that. I was involved with other things, unfortunately, yeah.
I noticed
that's funny. Did he laugh over it?
Yeah. I noticed you didn't call in until pretty late for you, and so I thought maybe you hadn't been listening. So anyway, I'll tell him that you didn't lambaste him.
No, and I wasn't listening, unfortunately. I was just unable to be on the radio sooner.
Well,
that's funny. What was the disgraceful about?
I don't remember.
How about Rand Paul?
No.
Back to Dr. Fauci, huh?
Did he do that again?
Yesterday. Oh, it was the big news. Yesterday, yeah.
Well, we went to North Carolina, and then I came home to toilets full of poo.
Oh, my God.
All backed up. And so I really don't know what the heck is going on right now.
Well, I had a difficult day yesterday because my youngest son, Elizabeth, he had a seizure, and I grabbed him. But as I grabbed him, I ended up falling down with him and he's hitting my nose and bleeding.
Oh.
And I had to go and have it checked out after to make sure there was no structural damage.
Good.
So there was none.
How's the boy?
A lot of bleeding, and I still had to go to my class.
Yeah.
So he was still bleeding a little bit, so I had tissues with me. And ice. It was unbelievable. And truthfully, today, I was involved with some things, and suddenly my son's talking to his friend, mm-hmm. and he's saying about that he's involved in doing something because the show's coming up. And suddenly he realized, my God, that's right, the show. I had forgotten about it. I hadn't even looked at it and shared it until an hour ago. I'm lucky that happened. I could have totally forgotten and not called in.
That's all right. I would have I would have winged it, I guess.
it just shows you you're upset by an event.
Yeah.
And you have an injury, although it seems all right,
How's your boy? Is he okay?
Things,
Is your boy okay?
Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, good.
His butt hurts a little bit, he said. But that's about it.
Does he tell all his friends that he busted your nose?
No, he wouldn't do that.
Right in the nose.
But he does have seizure problems.
Yeah, that's too bad. I broke my mother's arm when I was 14, and I decided I was going to go out for varsity football in my high school. And she said, you're not going to make it. And I said, sure, I'm going to make it. And she kept teasing me, so I grabbed her.
Oh, my gosh.
And we slipped on a slippery spot in the kitchen floor.
Oh, my God.
Fell down, and she broke her arm. So
I
told all my friends, if you mess with me, I broke my mother's arm.
I assume she forgives you.
Of course
she gave you, I should say.
Yeah, of course she did.
You must have been mortified, though, at the time, huh?
All of us were. I really felt terrible. I love my mother to death, so. Anyway, we've had some, tell me about Fauci and Rand Paul. Now, he is a jerk.
Yeah, well, this particular individual was caught in Iowa on the way to Washington. He wanted to kill Dr. Fauci and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Joe Biden. He had lots of firearms and ammunition. And it was because of what Rand Paul had said about Dr. Fauci becoming a multimillionaire, which is bull feathers. As Dr. Fauci pointed out, his salary and everything he has is in the public record.
Yeah.
And yet there's another senator, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, I think he's from Kansas, who also was saying that. And somehow after he just made a comment, Fauci, that Marshall's a moron. Which he is. This is a senator I didn't know much about, but I can see where he is. He's one of those eight who went along with the steal.
Yeah.
Refused to endorse that Biden had won. But Paul apparently, it shows, Dr. Fauci showed that he's raising money for his campaign by saying that Dr. Fauci is a crook and Dr. Fauci should be fired and all that, and ask asking people to send in $5, $10, $20, $100.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that happen. I'm not on too many of the Republican money raiser sites, but the one or two that I am on, they always ask me to donate a little bit because we're fighting, you know, somebody like Fauci, or we're fighting the president who's doing horrible things.
Yes, which is pure BS.
Yeah.
Today, I haven't written it yet. I have a heading, Republican Party Scammers of Gullible Voters from Trump to Republican Members of Congress. I'm going to comment on this Rand Paul thing and all these other people raising money, and Trump raising millions of dollars, you know, on a scam that he won the election and still contending it and dividing the country. So I'm going to write about that today, but it's just beyond belief. Him and Ted Cruz bowing to you know, after actually saying that it was a terrorist attack and an insurrection, he actually slipped.
Yes.
Well, and then, of course, Tucker Carlson has him on and attacks him, and he backs off like a wimp.
I saw that, and it was kind of interesting. I was shocked that Tucker decided he was going to attack him on that.
Well, there's rumors that Tucker's thinking of running himself for president.
Oh.
So I think it's all a question of ducking out competitors. We don't know if he is going to. But this party is a dangerous party of fascists and authoritarians, and it's really scary what's going on, you know. And as I wrote the other day, the Republican Party has become a mafia and religious type cult with all these Orthodox Jews and evangelical extremists, along with mafia people, sort of like mafia type people around Trump, that they control the remnants of the Republican Party. It's horrifying. It's terrifying.
I did a show, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago about what a fascist is, and I'll guarantee you the Trump cult is exactly in line with what the fascists.
And so is Fox News Channel promoting lies.
Yeah.
And yet, without saying who, someone thinks it's great that you know that Fox News apparently has more viewers than CNN or MSNBC. You figure out who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. But
I think you know, and I responded today, and all I get is a smirk, a smile, you know, that he finds me humorous. So
that particular person you would think would be very interested in listening to the truth, but I've heard he's kind of got a blind spot for the truth on some of those things. He's pretty good on other things, but
to me, how people could back what happened on January 6th. I started my class yesterday, and the students brought it up about January 6th. Is it really a day to be remembered? And I said, yes, just like December 7th, Pearl Harbor, just like September 11th, of course, and even November 22nd. And I said, in the case of December 7th and September 11th, those were done by foreigners, not by domestic extremists. So it's really more alarming. It's like 1812, you know, but that also was foreign, the British attack of the Capitol building.
Well, I think I heard that there are over 700 people that the FBI has charged.
And they're still searching. There's a whole group of bases they put on a line.
Yeah.
Anybody knows who they are. So I'm hopeful more will be found. But for people to say like Andrew Clyde of Georgia, it was a tourist visit. That's one of the Congress.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. No.
Man should not be in Congress. And now I see there's a movement to get Madison Cawthorn not allowed, the 26-year-old wise guy, to run because he's an insurrectionist. They want him. I wrote about this week. Article, the 14th Amendment, Article 3 says anybody involved in insurrection or treason or sedition against the U.S. cannot hold public office.
That's
so that means Trump should not be able to. And all these 139 House and eight Senate Republicans, including Rick Scott of Florida as one of them, should not be allowed to be in office because they committed treason, insurrection, and sedition.
I'm absolutely convinced that they will all say, oh, it wasn't that bad.
But they voted after the attack to still not verify Joe Biden had won. It's one thing that they started the day, but once that event occurred, they still, late into the night of the 6th into the 7th, they were still doing that.
Yeah, I understand.
Not so much earlier. They could have said, oh my God, and changed their mind, but they didn't. So they are people who are traitors, and they should not be in public office, and neither should anyone around Donald Trump.
Well, my question is, why in the world do we have at least a third of the population still voting for people like this. I don't.
Well, some of it's ignorance, and some of it is, I'm sorry to say, mentally ill people who are upset that the country's changing and it's not going to be a white majority in 2045, and that's nobody's fault except their own, not having enough children. In theory, if they had more children, and it might have been different, but the fact is they're trying to blame everything on the idea that somebody's skin color or race or religion really matters. I say 99% of people, it's fine. The 1% that are criminal elements in any group, of course you were against.
Yeah.
Why be against people because of their skin color, their race, or their religion or nationality?
Well,
it's crazy, it's sick, it's hateful, and these people are mentally ill, disturbed people.
It's teammanship. You're not on my team if you're not white and old. And
I've never felt that way, even as a kid. It was always for civil rights, you know.
I never, and
I even had a couple of students bring up yesterday about the issue. Black kids in the class wrote up the issue about the mistreatment of blacks as far as crimes or being arrested compared to whites, including these people who are being arrested and being given a light sentence or just fines. And I said, it's wrong, absolutely wrong, you know.
I think I've mentioned it before, but my father was condemned by the, what was the name of the organization? Basically as a communist because he marched in the Selma to Montgomery March, and because he was...
I'm proud of him, Pat.
Yeah, I was very proud of him. At the time, I wasn't, because I didn't know how dangerous it was, and I didn't really understand what was going on.
Yeah.
But,
well, we have people who are supposedly intelligent who go around using the terms communists and socialists very loosely on the Democrats.
Absolutely.
Including Kevin McCarthy, who is no relation to Joseph McCarthy of 70 years ago, but is like another Joseph McCarthy, and he wants to be Speaker of the House, and with the way he conducts himself and the way the language the Republicans use about communists and socialists, they're such ignorant people, and they're not realizing they're promoting fascism instead, which is actually much more of a real and present danger in America.
And more definable than like... Fatifa? No, what is the name of...
Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, well, Antifa is undefinable.
Well, it's anti-fascist is actually what it means.
I know what it came from, but the way it's being used now.
Oh, of course, the same with Black Lives Matter. Like, apparently, if you're a Black Lives Matter person, that makes you a dangerous person because you want basic human rights as everybody else does.
Well, when the term first came out, I was confused. What were they saying? But what the people were saying that Black Lives Matter is all lives matter, but
yes.
Black lives, you're not paying attention to the black lives, so black
correct.
Lives also matter, yeah.
That's why too many police abuse blacks, they stop and kill them, as we see a couple cases now, the cases have found people guilty, which is good, but there's no question, if you're white and you're stopped, your chances of having violence against you are far less.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, yeah.
So if you're black and you have a black boy or a girl, particularly boys, you got to be worried about them.
Yeah.
But I don't think most people who are white worry about their sons all the time, you know, or their daughters, but you have to worry if you're a minority, even if you're Hispanic, the same thing, you know.
Well, I do have a son and a grandson and a granddaughter now that are driving, and it scares the daylights out of me, but it's just because I've ridden with them, and their driving scares me.
Is that good?
You know, they're teenagers. They want to talk. They want to look at things that are not the road.
that's very bad, because that could cause, unfortunately, their demise.
Yeah, well, and the only accident, my grandson, the one that's going to go for North Carolina, he had an accident within, I think, 2 weeks of getting a car.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't his fault. Somebody pulled out of a drive-through and just kept going. And he was sitting in line in traffic, and they T-boned him.
But that should still be a warning to him to be more cautious.
And I think
and not look at his phone or get distracted when you're on the road, even though this time it had nothing to do with it.
Well, he saw the guy coming, and he said, "There, Dad, Grandpa, there was nothing I could do. I couldn't move."
Yeah.
He got T-boned.
Was it a bad accident? No.
No.
And he wasn't hurt.
It wrecked the car, but he wasn't.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
The guy apparently was not paying attention. My guess is he was on a cell phone or something like that, had gotten his food and was in a hurry to get home and just didn't pay attention. But H.L. was sitting right in front of the drive out, and he couldn't move because there were people behind him and people in front of him.
You said H.L., that's his initials?
Yeah, his name is Huell Lamar.
How's his first name spelled?
H-U-E-L-L. Huell.
That's an unusual name.
Yeah, it is. It's a family name.
And Huell Lamar. They prefer to say H.L., I guess.
Yeah, well, we do, because it's just less mouth work, you know.
He's 16 or 17?
He's 16.
I see.
No, he just turned... I think he just turned 17.
And he wants to play basketball, right?
No, he's pitching for North Carolina.
Oh! Yeah. That's delight.
Yeah, he's gonna be pretty... He's got a good chance in life. He just got a full ride to pitch for North Carolina.
Oh, is he a lefty or a righty?
He's a 6'5" lefty. That's why he got the scholarship.
Oh, and maybe he hopes for a major league career. Huh?
Yeah, we're hoping, but you know, less than 1% of the kids that go to college sports get into the professional level. So you better. And that was my old business, and I know well enough, and H.L. and I talked quite a bit. I said, now, the chances of you making to the pros are slim and none, and Slim's walking out of town, so make sure you get your education. And
what did you want to major in?
Not sure yet. He told
not basket
me,
weaving, I hope.
No. He told me he really didn't have any idea what he wanted to major in yet.
Yeah.
And that's okay. He's got one more year to worry about it, so...
So he's going to go to college a year from September?
Yeah.
Okay, so a year and a half, yeah.
Yeah, so...
He might be even taller by then.
Probably not. I asked him we were down there, and I asked him, are you still growing? He said, I don't think so. That's fine. 6'5", left-handed pitcher is a good size.
Yes, there's nobody in your family that height, is there?
Well, I forgot. I told him that his great-grandfather, whose last name was also Smith, it was my mother's dad, he was 6'3" or 6'4". So.
Yeah, Smith, like S-M-I-T-H, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most common name I think there is.
I think you're right.
Or Johnson or Jones, one of those three.
And Grandpa Smith was not related to Huell Lamar Smith at all. So it was, you know, just a coincidence that my mother's maiden name was Smith. So.
You know who else's name was Smith?
Who's that?
Jimmy Carter's wife.
Is that right?
It was Smith, yep. That.
Maybe you were related.
Maybe you are related to, to Rosalind Smith. That's funny. Yeah.
No.
I don't know if I told you last week, I might have said this, that I sat down and figured it out. January 20th, Jimmy Carter will have been out of office 41 years.
Oh, my. Holy cow.
And on February 14th, just by coincidence, Valentine's Day, 25 days later, how many days will he have been retired? 15,000. Did I say that?
Oh, no, you did not. That's an interesting statistic.
14,975 on Inauguration Day, January 20th, and another 25 days, and it's 15,000 days in retirement.
Since he's been out as a president. That is
21
crazy.
Years and 25 days it'll be by February 20th, February 14th. But January 20th is going to be 41 years he's out of office.
And
it's an amazing 15,000 days.
It is. And it seems like he's still hanging in there. I mean, he has some health problems, but boy, he...
The only thing I worry about is each time I mention it, I say, am I going to cause doom for him?
No.
Betty White?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, I don't know if someday he's going to pass, but I hope he makes it to 100.
It to 120.
That would be a real record. Actually, the oldest World War II veteran just passed away, 112.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
It was in the news this week. 112 years old, yeah.
Do you remember when the last Civil War veteran passed away? It was back in the 50s.
The 50s.
I think it was 56. I think I was 10 years old.
He must have been over 100, I guess.
Yeah. And, well, he had been a drummer boy, so he had been in the service at age 14, I think.
In what year? You don't know which year of the war.
I do not know.
Let's say it was 1864, so that would mean he was born in 1850, so he must have been 100 and a few years in the 1950s.
I think he was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I remember as a kid thinking, somebody from the Civil War is still alive.
Look, the last World War One veteran died a couple of years ago at 110.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. This is not the last person, but it's the oldest person from World War 112. There's still quite a few, but of course, every day more and more are passing. Yep. Because if you were in World War II, that's 70 years ago it ended.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to be in your 90s, you know, so or more. So, yeah, but it is amazing. Of course, the widows, some of these Civil War veterans married women much, 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 much younger. They could have been their great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
And they still got a pension because they were married to a veteran. So I think they were still getting it into the 1980s or 90s, some of these women.
That's interesting.
It's just so amazing.
Probably not a whole lot of money, but...
No, but just the principle, they got a payment because they were married to a veteran, you know?
Now, what do you think of the way we treat veterans nowadays? Do you think they're being treated well, or...?
Not well enough, no. Yeah. And of course, when you hear that veterans are killing themselves every day...
Yeah.
You know, it's not just recent veterans, it's more often recent veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan war, but even from other, it's just unbelievable, you know, that, and they just don't get proper treatment and respect, and well, it's really, it's horrendous, it really is.
As a veteran, and I'm going to say this without knowing any major statistics, when I, when I first moved to Marion, which was 04, I went to the Veterans Administration here in town and tried to find out if I could transfer anything from the previous Veterans Administration in Athens, Ohio. And they said, oh, sure, no problem at all. You just go to this place and do it. And I went to that place, and I haven't heard back from them since.
You went in person?
I went in person, yeah.
You probably should have followed up by going back and saying, I haven't heard.
Well, I had a 5% disability, so I really knew I wasn't going to get anything anyway.
They should have answered you.
Well, they should have answered.
Yeah, so I would still follow up on it.
Well, I really don't care.
Well, that's the principle. If you make a request, at least get a response, whether it's what you want or not, you know?
There's a lot of that going around where you don't get responses from people.
You got to be persistent. You have to have a big voice, and what's the old saying I always use? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right, or the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yes.
Now, I was, we're required, I don't know if you, I have a 401k that when I retired from the credit union, I ceased to be a member of it, but I was allowed to keep my 401k intact.
So you're supposed to check on it regularly, yeah.
But every year, at the end of the year, you're required to take a certain amount out.
Yes.
And this year, I was required to take a certain amount out, so I ended up calling the company that handles it, and they said, no problem, it will be taken out at such and such a date. Not great.
Well, is that for this year or last year? Talk about that. We only have...
This year.
It's 22.
Yeah, last year, I because of COVID, I didn't have to take the money out.
Okay, but it's about 4% of what you have, I think you have to take out. So
is that what it is?
Well, anyway. Like that. Yeah, because I had to take out 2 years. About, not exactly 4, but it's in the range of 4%, yeah. Your age.
I went back to them, called back to them because I didn't hear anything, and they said, oh, yes, we will make sure that'll be taken out in the next couple of weeks. I didn't hear anything again.
Well, it's only been a couple of weeks this year, remember.
Yeah, I know, but...
Not even 2 weeks, so are you sure that's about last year?
No. I was...
Only 12 days or 13 days.
Oh, no.
12 days, so it's not really that long.
I
only could do is starting the third.
I was required to take it out for 2021, is what I'm talking
about. Oh, yeah. So that had to be done before the year ended, then.
Right,
yeah,
before the year.
Yeah, last year. So you went and spoke to them what month?
I started probably in November, because early November.
They should have taken it out by now.
Well, that's what I thought. So after 3 calls to them, I called up and I said, what's going on? And the lady said, oh, it was mailed to you on the 22nd of December. And, oh, okay, great, thanks.
We haven't gotten it yet.
Well, 3 weeks came and went.
Now
and
it's time.
We
now
hadn't gotten
weeks,
it.
Yeah.
So I finally got a call from them yesterday. Have you gotten your money yet? No. So... Now, they're going to have to supposedly cancel that check and send me a new check, so...
They don't seem very competent, do they?
I'm not real happy with them right now. Oh, me. But that's, you know.
But you have to make sure you get it. You got to be persistent, and you have to annoy people. You got to do it.
Yeah, well,
that's where you're going to be getting money, but it's also a legal requirement, you know?
Yeah. And that was the whole problem. We don't need the money. We're okay. But we needed to know that it was taken out so that I wasn't doing something illegal.
Yeah, my advice is, the New Year's here, do it soon. I always remove in January for the New Year, so I don't have to think about it the rest of the year.
So have you done your taxes already?
I have not done my taxes, no, not yet, but I have already withdrawn the amount. I asked for it on the 4th, and it was done by the 6th.
Good.
So I'm just saying, well, rather than wait till the end of the year, even if you don't need the money, why shouldn't you have the money sooner rather than later?
Well, why should somebody else be using my money is what I'm concerned about. But anyway.
But they're using your money by staying there. The point is, it should be your money to do what you want to do with it.
That's right. Yeah.
So I would do 22 soon, not wait till November.
Well, I was told that I needed to wait till November, but that's another story.
No, you don't have to wait. Do it any time of the year. But you have to do it before the year end.
Right.
But I'm saying this way you don't have to have this grief going into a new year. You're stuck with this one, but for the new year, you should do it soon, is all I'm saying.
They used to do it automatically, but obviously that's become too much a burden on
okay,
me.
But you need to do it soon so you don't go through this grief next January.
Yeah, true. Good point. I will tell my wife that I've been ordered by Dr. Feynman to get my stuff in order.
By veteran's experience, not a veteran in the military, but a veteran of doing this.
Oh, me. Well, you know, as a veteran, I was shocked to find out that there are only somewhere between 7% and 9% of the American public are veterans.
Yes, well, because there's been no draft since 1973, that's
right.
Why.
Yeah, but yeah. That just seemed awfully low, but...
Because of 50 years, we haven't had anybody required to go in the military.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a long time, it's 5 decades, half a century, think about it.
I was in the military when it started, or when it ended.
You weren't in when it started, because you would have to go back...
That's right.
...to 1917 for First World War, or back to 1863 for the Civil War.
Yeah. Did they have draft in the Civil War?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, but you could get out of it if you pay $300, which was a lot of money to the government, or got a replacement. But the replacement would obviously have to be paid, so it meant people who had money could get away with it, others could not.
Yep.
But there were a lot of volunteers, too. But I'm saying there was, and there was draft riots in New York City, and it's actually a race riot. They blamed blacks in the city for the fact that the war was being fought over slavery, and they hanged them from lampposts, lynched them in New York City in 1863. Can you imagine that?
A lot of wonderful Christian people in this
place. Yes, of course. And the mayor was a copperhead, a person from Ohio, who was against the war and said we shouldn't be fighting the Confederacy, let them leave, and didn't care about slavery. Fernando Wood. What a character he was. Fernando Wood, W-O-O-D.
Lovely. Hey, what do you think of, speaking of names, copperheads and stuff like that, what do you think of Trump calling...
Mike Reynolds a jerk.
Go to...
Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
He's not a well-known senator, but he gets attention from him, and it gets to me that even Mitt Romney now complains about the voting rights speech that Biden said yesterday, that he's comparing him to Trump, that he's politicizing. How could Mitt Romney not support voting rights?
Yeah.
There should be no limits. And in fact, I wrote an article this week on that just a couple of days ago. Voting rights in the voting rights vote in the Senate, why can not at least 10 GOP senators vote support? They voted 98-0 in 2006. Now it looks as if none will do it, but I said, why cannot Susan Collins of Maine and Ben Sasse of Nebraska, both of whom voted to convict Donald Trump in the second impeachment trial, safely in office through 2026, vote to support voting rights? Why cannot Lisa Murkowski, who has been elected to the Senate as an independent in a three-way race in 2010 and is often an outlier in the party, including voting to convict Donald Trump, support voting rights, even though she faces election in 2022? Why cannot Mitt Romney, the same thing I said. And then I said, what about Bill Cassidy and Pat Toomey, who also indeed voted to convict, and they're leaving. Well, actually, they're not leaving. They're actually safe until 2026. And then Pat Toomey, Richard Burr, and Roy Blunt are all leaving, and Richard Shelby. Why can't they do the right thing before they leave the Senate? If there's 10 votes there, and they just do what's the right thing, but they don't want to do it.
Apparently not. Now, Scott laughed at me when I said that Trump called Senator Round a jerk. He said, oh, that's pretty nice for him, isn't it?
Well, yes. But I say, when people use that kind of language, look in the mirror. Projection, as well, they call it in psychology.
I was happy to see that Biden and Abrams got together and talked about the concern. Now, I was because I was down in North Carolina and not watching the news every day, I was a little surprised that there was such a backlash against Biden.
Well, I think because the feeling was it should have been brought up first thing last year, and I think it should have been. I think waiting the whole year, it was a mistake. It should have been a priority right away, and I think I agree with that he should have done it earlier. And now it may not happen. It's tragic because there's no reason anybody should be denied the right to vote who is a citizen.
That's right. That's right.
No right to do that.
Now, I think maybe this will work because it will force everyone to show the world where they stand on voting. Do you think that'll work?
I think so. And 16 Republican senators voted in 06 for it. That would then,
yeah.
And why can't they do it now?
Yeah, I would think they should be able to.
And all you need is 10 to get 60, you know. But also, if it could be a carve-out, as far as the filibuster, if only Manchin and Sinema would go along,
yeah.
Harris could break the tie vote. You know, to me, the whole concept that we say we're a democracy and we don't allow people of color or of other origins to vote or try to make it all kinds of ways difficult is an outrage.
It is. It is. It did seem, I was listening this morning, it did seem like maybe Sinema may be wavering a little bit on her stance. She is going to talk to several people today, I guess, about why she should vote for the, I guess, the carve-out thing.
Yeah, and honestly, even if, let's say, Manchin doesn't do it, or Sinema doesn't do it, why can't Lisa Murkowski do it?
That's
why can't Susan
question.
Collins do it?
They're
the most moderate centrist. And Lisa Murkowski, I would almost expect, wouldn't. She's not going to announce it ahead of time. But I find it hard to believe she would do that. I know she faces election, yeah. But she's one as an independent. There's no excuse. And Susan Collins, after backing Kavanaugh on the issue of abortion and now realizing likely it's going to go against what her beliefs on abortion.
Yeah.
She should make up for it by doing this. She's there to 2026. What is, in 6 years, 5 years, is she going to run again? Who knows? But damn it, you have to do the right thing. You have to have a profile of courage, as the book by John F. Kennedy called it.
Yeah. Well, now, I think...
So even if one or two Republicans do it, they could get it over the hump.
I think maybe one of the reasons why they have decided to put it up to a vote, I guess it could come to a vote at any moment. The reason why they've done that is kind of to put some of those Republicans on the spot.
Well, they'll have to vote, yes.
Yeah, where they have to say, I don't believe in good...
This morning there was a service, I guess, for Harry Reid in the U.S. Capitol building. I was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
People making statements included Schumer, McConnell, interesting, and Kevin McCarthy and Pelosi, the two of them next to each other when they're always, particularly Kevin McCarthy, calling her a speaker that's on her way out, so insulting all the time, but they were all there to honor Senator Reid, who had been majority leader.
Yeah, well, you know.
Why can't this be more than just for somebody in death?
It's because that's the thing I get to do, you know. They all want to be seen at that. They know darn well a lot of TVs are going to be there, TV stations. And if they're not there, it'll look like they're snubbing their nose.
I mean, God forbid, if something happened to Pelosi, McCarthy, I'm sure, would make a statement. That's some respectful statement, despite everything he has said against her.
It would make you so angry you wouldn't be able to watch.
Yes, and McConnell the same. If something happened to Schumer or vice versa, these people act like children. They act like they're not adults, you know?
They absolutely do. Now, tell me, is our government handling this new Omicron variant?
It's a very hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
But I still believe in a mandate. I still believe he is.
I think I do,
he's not
too.
Coming about with the Supreme Court, though, because of people like Thomas and Alito. So we're putting the public health in danger, even though in 1905 there was a case that said the government can order mandates and you know, that. So, but the Supreme Court is out of control. It's a disaster. I'm sorry. It really is. It's horrifying what's going on.
When I was in basic training, I was mandated to take 15 shots. And we
didn't get a choice.
Yeah, and we took them within about 15 minutes. I mean, it was bing, 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 bing.
And when you're in school as a kid, you have to have vaccinations too.
Well, I put on our ad for today's show a picture of me right about the time
I got my
shot for the polio vaccine.
Yes.
So, if
people hadn't taken polio vaccine, we would have had so many people with polio these past 70 years.
Yeah, we certainly would have. And
just don't get it. They only think about their own selfish needs. They don't think about anybody else, how they're affecting other people besides their own loved ones.
No.
It's sickening how sick many people's heads are, that they can't go beyond themselves to do what's right.
It was kind of interesting. All seven of my grandchildren have had their shots.
Good.
But two or three of them would, especially the smart aleck ones, would throw up in their mother's face. I don't need to get that. That you can't make me get that. You know, because they had been listening to all this BS from all these people that say, you know, whatever they wanted to say. But we all knew the reason why they didn't want to get it is they didn't want it. They didn't want to have a shot. That was it. They were going to get a little prick in the arm, and they didn't want to do that. Well, yeah, that's what their parents said to them. So what? Go do it. And they went and did it. So.
And they're complaining now?
I'm sorry?
Are they complaining now?
No, not at all.
Of course, if any of them had a reaction, that would be upsetting, but that still doesn't mean you shouldn't have it just because you have a reaction. A
couple of them had sore arms, and that was it.
I had a little bit sore arm, too.
Yeah.
My God, are these people so, not them, but are so many adults wimpy they can't take a little pain or something? Something that's good for them and for society?
A lot, that's what I'm saying. We have a lot of cowardly, wimpy adults in this world.
And a lot of these wimpy adults, particularly the men, should probably all have been drafted into the military and taught obedience.
Well, I'm not sure.
They only think about themselves. They're egomaniacs.
I'm not sure about being taught obedience. That sounds sort of not communistic, but...
Well, it means obedience, like if the military says you got to do something, you got to do it.
Yeah, we did.
You can call it fascist, but in the military, that's the way it works, right?
I remember walking in the military, and they told you, smoke them if you got them. That was back before the mandate against smoking, but smoke them if you got them, and you almost feel guilty if you didn't light one up, because my drill sergeant told me I had to smoke them if I got them.
Well, I still would not have done it. I've never smoked in my life. I had no desire.
I did.
How long did you do it?
12 years, I think it
really?
Was.
Really? How? Yeah. What ages were you?
Age 15 years. Age 12 through 27.
And why did you stop?
I dropped a ash on my baby son's face while he was in the crib.
He was alright, though.
Yeah, it wasn't burning. It was just the end of the ash, but it said to me, Dad, you gotta quit doing that.
Know something, if you had not done that, you would have had another 48 years to that, right?
Yeah.
And that would have meant you had 60 years, and you know something? You wouldn't be hosting this show. You would be long gone.
I'd be probably in my...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know there's exceptions, but if you've been smoking for 60 years, you'd have lung issues. You probably wouldn't be able to be hosting this show, and I never would have known you.
Yeah, I would have had one of those tubes in my nose and carrying one of those canisters if
honestly,
I was still alive.
I don't think you'd be alive today. Yeah. I don't think you would be.
I probably wouldn't.
I think I've reached my age because I stay clean of those things. I never got drunk, never smoked, never used illegal drugs, and I don't care if that makes me a square. I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, too. But believe me, I did a lot of drinking of beer.
Well, beer is one thing, but some people, they go on to all kinds of liquor and everything.
I did.
They have real problems, and they often commit suicide, or they cause accidents. So I just never had a desire to get drunk. I never cared about that, you know?
I hadn't even thought about the problem of smoking until I had to start filling out, medical forms telling what my parents and my siblings and my grandparents had passed away from.
Yeah.
And then I realized both my brother and sister smoked all their lives, and both of them died of cancer. One of them.
What ages were they?
My sister died when she was 74, and my brother died when he was, I think, 73.
Well, they did live to a good age, but they probably had a lot of problems in the last years, right?
Well, in the last few years, both of them had really cut way back, but my brother cut back by chewing Nicorette gum or
something. I don't think that's any better.
Well, he died of cancer to his throat.
Oh, my God.
So we really think that probably didn't do him any good. Or
no.
It did him some good. It maybe helped his lungs, but...
Yeah. Well, I must say, the sad thing about that danger to your baby son, but in a way, it was a blessing because
it
woke you up.
It was a blessing in disguise.
He thought he didn't get hurt. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, oh, my God. But it was a good thing. So it was, I think, a notice from upstairs, stop.
Yeah. I think I'm going to call my son after I get off the air and tell him thanks.
And this is the oldest son?
Yeah, it's my oldest son.
In California?
Yeah, no, the one in Worthington, just south of here. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what I really think is, do you ever tell him about it?
Do I ever tell
you ever
him
tell about,
about
that event? That incident?
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't know that you dropped the ashes on him.
No, I don't think he does. I don't
oh,
think
my,
I ever told him.
Yeah. Does he smoke?
No. No,
okay,
none of my children's.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that it worked out that you got scared and you stopped. You
yes.
Know? Thank God everything is normal.
Well,
yeah.
Now, I had stopped a dozen times prior to that because my wife didn't like me smoking in the house. But
she doesn't smoke.
I kept telling her I was quitting. And
yeah, she doesn't smoke, I guess, huh?
Never has, no.
And well, I'm proud of it. Tell her I said so.
She's a square like you. She's never done anything. I've done a little of everything, but not,
yeah, you guys still write me about what I asked you about the name. You know,
yeah,
you have the chance to get any more information.
We talked about that on the way north from North Carolina, and she said she had tried to ask the one aunt, and her aunt wasn't sure, but she was going to get back to her. So we may find out whether
I'd like to know when you find out, though.
Yeah,
okay?
I will. Yeah.
And
I'm
actually, we're running out of time, by the way.
Yeah, we are running out of time, and I'm not embarrassed about if I had a Jewish relative. I'm
no,
not embarrassed
not at all.
I would be proud of it.
Yes.
Just like I'm proud to have you as a friend.
Same with me, as you know, with you.
All right.
Anyway, you know,
what
we have a minute left, but
I
want to say I'm glad everything has worked out well for you in
yep.
the last few days, and also for me, because of that
Absolutely.
Incident. Boy, what
yeah.
a scary thing. But
I bet that was.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, you never know. And boy, when you bleed, you say, my God, I'm really
yes.
bright red blood.
Yes, and at our age.
When you see blood, you know.
At our age, we don't want to see any blood.
Well, any age, you don't want to see blood, but especially not at our age.
Yeah.
So you got to stay healthy and not listen to those who say, no, I would never get vaccinated.
That's nuts.
And the Fox News channel is the best news station because it gets more viewers. So they're viewers, but they're not smart people at all.
And who cares if they have more viewers?
Yeah, well, because CNN supposedly suffered, but I would still take CNN and MSNBC any day.
Yep, me too.
Anyway,
right.
Thanks so much.
All right.
See you next week.
Well, you have a great day, and don't fall down anymore, all right?
Well, because hopefully there won't be another seizure. That's what caused it, you know?
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
All right, have a great day.
And be healthy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Feynman, and we all know Dr. Feynman. He's been on with us. Oh, shoot, I just lost that off my screen. He's been on for like 5 years. He's been on this station. He's been on three different shows. Let's see, one, two, three, maybe four different shows as a regular guest. So have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see